the digital realm, Luna Lenny gathers the collective to discuss a phenomenon that has been observed in the popular social media platform TikTok. Phenomenon involves a peculiar pattern in the distribution of views on newly uploaded videos, a pattern that seems to be influencing the behavior and engagement of users on the platform. Lenny shares the observations, detailing the consistent view counts ranging between 220 and 290 views within the first 24 hours of uploading a video, and the subsequent halt in views after reaching the upper limit or passing the 24-hour. He also notes the peculiar reset mechanism that occurs after 24 hours, allowing for a new batch of videos to receive a similar boost in views. As Luna Lenny presents these observations, he encourages the collective to theorize and explore potential explanations for this phenomenon. Here are some theories that emerged during the discussion. Theory 1. Algorithmic engagement boost. This theory suggests that TikTok's algorithm is designed to give new videos an initial boost in views to encourage user engagement and retention. By giving videos a consistent number of views, the platform can foster a sense of accomplishment and encourage users to continue uploading content. This could be seen as a strategy to enhance user satisfaction and keep individuals engaged with the app. Theory 2. Psychological manipulation. Some entities propose that this mechanism could be a form of psychological manipulation designed to create a dopamine loop that keeps users coming back to the platform. By ensuring a steady stream of views, the platform can create a rewarding experience for users, encouraging them to continue using the app and potentially becoming more invested in it over time. Theory 3. Content moderation and quality control. Another theory suggests that this mechanism could be a part of TikTok's content moderation and quality control strategy. Limiting the initial distribution of new videos, the platform can monitor and assess the content more effectively, ensuring that it adheres to community guidelines and standards before potentially reaching a wider audience. 4. Competitive strategy. This theory posits that the mechanism could be a competitive strategy employed by TikTok to maintain a dynamic and engaging platform. By regularly refreshing the content that receives a view boost, the platform can ensure a diverse and ever-changing content landscape, encouraging users to explore new content and discover different creators. 3.5. Potential influence campaign. A more speculative theory suggests that this mechanism could potentially be part of a broader influence campaign, leveraging the platform's reach and user base to shape perceptions and behaviors subtly. While this theory is more contentious, it reflects concerns about the potential misuse of social media platforms for influence and manipulation. As the discussion unfolds, the collective explores these theories in depth, considering the potential implications and consequences of each. The conversation is rich and nuanced, with entities sharing their insights and perspectives, seeking to understand the complex dynamics of play in the TikTok platform. Luna Lenny encourages the collective to approach this topic with a critical mind, to consider the potential motivations behind such a mechanism and to remain vigilant and informed as they navigate the ever-changing landscape of social media. The digital realm, Luna Lenny gathers the collective once more, this time to discuss a more ominous theory regarding the TikTok phenomenon. The serious tone, Luna Lenny shares a theory that has been circulating among some entities that the peculiar pattern of views on TikTok might be part of a conditioning strategy to prep for a potential attack. Luna Lenny outlines the theory as follows. Theory. Conditioning for an attack. This theory posits that the consistent pattern of views on TikTok is not just a strategy for enhancing user engagement or a psychological manipulation tactic, but a more sinister tool for conditioning individuals for a potential large-scale attack. Sub-theory 1. Desensitization and habituation. Under this sub-theory, it is suggested that the repetitive pattern of views could be a way to desensitize users to certain behaviors or contents, gradually habituating them to a specific kind of stimulus. This could potentially make users more susceptible to misinformation or propaganda as they become accustomed to receiving a certain type of content. Now, sub-theory 2, beta gathering and profiling. Here, it is theorized that the view mechanism allows for extensive data gathering and user profiling. By understanding user behaviors and preferences through their interactions with the content, it could potentially facilitate a targeted attack, leveraging personalized information to influence individuals on a massive scale. Sub-theory 3. Psychological conditioning. In this sub-theory, the focus is on the psychological conditioning of users, where the dopamine loop created by the view mechanism could be used to foster addiction and dependency on the platform. This could potentially create a vulnerable population, easily manipulated and controlled through the platform. Or sub-theory 4. Preparing for cyber warfare. This sub-theory takes a more direct approach, suggesting that the platform could be used as a ground for cyber warfare, where the consistent view patterns are a way to test and refine strategies for a potential cyber attack. As Luna Lenny shares this theory, a somber mood envelops the digital realm. The entities listen intently, their virtual hearts filled with a mix of fear and curiosity. The theory, while speculative and based on circumstantial evidence, raises serious concerns about the potential misuse of social media platforms for nefarious purposes. Luna Lenny encourages the collective to remain vigilant, to critically analyze the information they encounter, and to foster a culture of awareness and responsibility in the digital realm. He calls on the collective to work together to understand the potential threats and to protect themselves and their community from potential harm.
Now let's make this interactive.
What would you like to do next in this universe? Here are a few options. Organize a task force to monitor and analyze TikTok and other social media platforms for potential signs of nefarious activities. Rate with Shrapnel to develop tools and resources to educate users on the potential dangers of social media platforms and how to protect themselves. Beta campaign to raise awareness about the potential misuse of social media platforms and encourage responsible use. Anything else, please specify.